When I was a senior, one day one of the boys who worked part-time on the Waco newspaper told me and some others that the Ku Klux Klan was going to march and that he had been assigned to go out and get a story for them. Want to know if we didn't want to go along. Of course, we said yes. In those days, we weren't even supposed to ride in a car. But we went in this Model T Ford, open-top, double sedan, I guess. You wouldn't call it a sedan. Two-seated thing. Front part didn't have any doors, you know. Just the back seat had doors. We went out there, and there was a big crowd. There were just hundreds of people, maybe thousands, I don't know, just the biggest crowd you ever saw, just lining the little streets, the railroad track there, and the Klan members arrived by train. They all got off the train. They were all in their uniforms and masks, you know, over their face. And they lit a cross, burning cross, to lead them. And they started parading down the main street. And the sheriff of McLennan County was there with his gun in his hand. And he says, "You cannot parade. You cannot pass." They just kept coming. And he kept hollering and telling them they could not come. And when they got to a certain point, he fired his gun. I think he fired it up in the air, but we didn't know that. The boys pushed us down, another girl with me, and to the ground. Everybody began running the crowd, you know, breaking up, running to the cars. Everybody had come out to see it. Klan kept marching, but everybody was in a hurry to try to get back to out of the way. And the road was narrow and it was gravel. Cars were only trying to get back, and we were not the first car out, but when we did get out, we had time, had to go slow for some little time. Of course, got back after hours. 10:30 was the deadline at the dorm. It was after 10:30. When the front door of the dorm, of course, is locked strictly at 10:30. Only way you can get in after that, you have to go through Miss Claypool's private door that opens out on the side, sort of the back. So knowing that I was late, we still had to go. The other girl was a town girl, so it didn't bother her. And I went in, and I began to explain what had happened. I don't think I was getting across very good until Queenie V. Sams came in. And with her was her sister, Leslie Van, who was Mrs. Fouts. And they had just come from downtown, and they had a Waco newspaper extra that had big black headlines about the Ku Klux Klan, sheriff firing and all like that. So they believed my story, and I did not get punished for coming in late or for going off, because they wanted to hear all about it. They wanted to hear my story as well as what was in the paper. And I sat for nearly an hour, I reckon, and Mr. Claypool was in the room and everything, and they were very excited about it. So that's the only time that I ever violated the rules.